Well, hello. It's been a while. Let me stop. I think it's been like 2 weeks. I decided to take last week off because it's Thanksgiving and stuff like that. But I hope everyone has been doing really good. I hope everybody had an amazing Thanksgiving. And today is Sunday. It's actually December 1st. Which is an amazing time. I feel like Sundays being just so amazing for me and it being the first of the month. So I feel like this is really good to start off the first of the month. It's the last year of 2020, last year, Lord. It's the last month of 2024. So it's a lot that, I don't want to say it's a lot that needs to be done, but it's just a lot of reflecting, I feel like, that is important. A lot of getting things in order, clearing space, setting intentions for this upcoming year. This year has went by so quick, it's crazy. It's just a lot. But anyway, today's episode is about, it's titled Let It Burn. It's about releasing and letting go of things that don't serve us, that aren't in alignment with the highest good, and just divine oneness, like being one with God, being one with our higher selves, and just making room. It's pretty much 5 a.m. Today I'm drinking actually some detox tea because Thanksgiving I went all out and I just need to get back to, you know, myself. So anyway, about to get started with prayer and then, you know, what we get into. So everybody get in your respectful places. Okay. Dear God, thank you for your unchanging hand. I know that sometimes things get tough and the road gets lonely, but I ask that you help me to keep my eyes on the prize. Don't allow me to reignite any old flames or dip back into any waters that you saved me from. Grant me the discipline and willpower I need to stay the course and keep my standards high and my head higher. Block and bind all roads that lead to destruction and misalignment. Nothing that is detrimental to my highest good and soul's purpose is allowed in my energy. I no longer have the desire to subscribe to any low vibrational experiences out of desperation. May all voids be filled with your genuine love and care. So it is, amen. So, hold on, let me take a sip. I'm kind of tired for some reason. Honestly, I got up really early. For one, it's Sunday, and then it's December 1st, so I clean my house every Sunday, do a deep clean. Not really a deep clean, but like just mop, sweep, reset, refresh the house so that, you know, everything can be flowing. You know, nothing is old, nothing is dirty. Everything is just, you know, because I really believe that, well, cleanliness is next to godliness, and just making sure that you reset and refresh your space allows, like, you know, positive energy to circulate. And also it's making room. I love the thought of making room and just clearing everything so that good things can, you know, come about. Also, I really believe that your outer world is a direct reflection of your inner world. And, you know, a lot of times we feel blocked and like restricted. And 9 times out of 10, it's because of the space around us. So it's really important to make sure you're cleaning, make sure you're keeping, you know, just everything alive and just flowing so we can welcome in that flowing positive energy. So I've kind of, a lot of things have shifted for me. I'm really in this energy where I don't want to say I don't care, but I'm just not so hell bent on outcomes. Like, I'm not going to say outcomes, but like just the things that's happening. I'm just kind of in this energy of emotional neutrality. Like, I don't feel bad and I don't feel good. Like, I just feel in the middle. You know what I mean? Like, it's just blank. And that's good for me because it's really no point in, pretty much, like, we are not required to feel overly emotional about the things that happen in our lives. Like, it's not a requirement for us to be sad or cry or, you know what I mean? It's really not a requirement. So say, for instance, if something happens and it's so detrimental and it's so sad, you do not have to sit in that if you don't want to. You don't have to cry. You don't have to scream. You don't have to do none of that. You can completely be like calm about it. You know what I mean? Like, it's a level of course it takes practice. You know, it's not everybody's end goal to feel nothing, but I feel like that's the best place to be when things are happening around you so that you don't get too caught up on what's going wrong. You know, because if you focus on the good, if you focus on the bad, it just gets worse. But if you focus on the good, it gets better. But if you just be kind of in the middle, like, listen, whatever happens just happens. As long as I'm in alignment, as long as I'm doing what I need to do, like, I don't want to be, I just don't want to feel anything. So I'm in a space where I just don't feel nothing. Like, I'm not depressed or anything. I just feel like it is what it is. I just had to get that out because I do sound kind of mellow and I feel like that's why. Like, I just feel like, yeah, it's cool. But anyway, so I wanted to talk about letting go and releasing. It has been so important for me. It's important for everybody to just let go and release, but I'm just speaking on personal experience. It has been so needed because I feel like we tend to hold on to things and like obsess over things that just aren't in alignment with our highest good. And for me, it's been like, it's the end of the year, but this year for me has been super transformative and I've actually shed a lot of weight, a lot of dead weight, just a lot of things, friendships, relationships, thought patterns, mindsets. Like, I just kind of have did a whole 180 and I feel like me being open to letting go and releasing helped me with that. And I feel like right now I'm kind of in like, I don't want to say uncomfortable, but nothing that I'm used to, nothing that I'm familiar with is around. So it's kind of like I'm just, you know, not really knowing what's going on, but not in a way that I'm depressed, but kind of like I'm just practicing emotional neutrality. Like, I'm just, you know, praying, keeping myself, you know, rooted in my divinity, rooted in the things that make me feel good, whether that be scripture or books or, you know, just kind of like feeling things out and just, you know, whatever feels good, I'm keeping it. Whatever doesn't, I'm letting it go. But yeah, it's just, you know, I've had to let go a lot of things and being willing and being ready and able to release it has been very big for me. It's been very important because we do hold on to things because we are so like, we don't know life without it. But sometimes the things that we hold on to are the very things that are holding us back. And just this year alone, 2024, if you want to like tap into the numerology aspect of it, the year 8 being about karma and what goes around comes around, infinity, like that energy of flow. When you're connected, because everything is connected, everything that God created is connected. When you're connected, things just kind of happen. So me being, you know, connected and me being committed to the journey, everything just kind of worked out for me. Like, you know, I'm connected with God. I'm connected with the universe. So this year being number 8 of abundance, karmic path, karmic lessons, what goes around comes around. I'm just in that infinite loop. So a lot of things I've let go of, you know, I don't want to say forced, but it's just, I'm in that natural flow. And it has been difficult. It has been difficult, but the peace that I have now is worth everything that, I don't want to say I've lost, because it's not a loss. Everything that I've transitioned away from. So that's been wonderful. And honestly, with it being Mercury retrograde and stuff like that, a lot of things, I'm not just going to say Mercury retrograde, because this has been, happening to me a lot, with a lot of things starting to, trying to come back from the past, specifically like relationships or, you know, people that I've dealt with. And I've really had to stand on business. And this last, I would say this last week or so that I've been away, I kind of did, I don't want to say dip back into something, but I've kind of allowed myself to be more open than I've liked to be. You know, I run a tight ship and I don't fucking play. I don't play, but sometimes, you know, I do be like, okay, I'll see if something has changed, or, you know, like maybe it's been some growth. But now I can officially say that I don't have the urge or the desire to reconnect or rekindle with anybody from my past or anybody that I've released over this year, I would say. And just standing on that, you know, because I found myself being more like anxious and like, I just felt out of touch. And I just was like, dang, I wonder why I felt like this. And I remember, like, hey, you are in communication with someone that you were supposed to let go of. And I really cut it off like a thief in the night. I'm gone. And just being able to do that, really, I really gave myself a pat on the back, because in the past, I wouldn't be so willing to let go, you know, or just, I'll be like, okay, maybe I'll give it some more time. But it was literally, I would say, maybe like 5 days at the most. And I just was like, no, I'm good. It started to feel too much like, oh, the past, you know, nothing really, I just couldn't, it's an energy thing for me. So it's like, I cannot, and even if you're saying something or you're acting a certain kind of way, energy never lies. So if I'm not in alignment with you, if your energy isn't matching with what your actions and your words are, I can't really, it's just nothing. So kudos to me for just nipping that in the bud for good, permanently, like it's done. But I haven't always been like that. So, you know, it was really big of me to be like, I'm good on it. And understanding that, not demeaning that person either, not being like, oh, you still on that same shit, like I'm above you. Because honestly, everyone isn't the same. Everyone's journey isn't the same. Everyone doesn't grow at the same level. And it's just what it is, you know? Everybody grows and elevates at their own capacity. You know, it's based on your readiness, your willingness, and your commitment. And everybody isn't committed, as committed as I am. You know, that's not to say that they will never get there, but it's not really my job to, I can inspire you, I can support you, but I cannot force you. It's not my job to hold your hand and push you to, you know, like make you do something, because it's just, it's not on brand for me. Like, I don't want to, if I have to force you to do it, I don't want no parts. I want you to be inspired by my growth, be inspired by the things, be inspired by me enough. And what better for yourself? You know, like, it's not really, I'm just not into forcing nobody to do nothing. Like, the same thing with this space. Like, this space for me is therapy. You know, it's helping me more than it's helping whoever's listening. But if you're not receptive to what I'm saying, I don't have any, like, there's no ill will or ill feelings towards you. It's just, you know, sometimes it's just not in alignment. Like, and I, you know, what it is what it is. I don't have a gun to anybody's head, like, do this or else, you know. And that's something that I've had to learn as well. And that just brings me to a friendship that I've transitioned from. It was a friendship that I've had for a majority of my life, most of my life. And I'm not gonna say that it was hurtful or like heartbreaking to remove myself from or just grow from, because it just wasn't, you know. Like, I kind of been on this scale all year, so it's like I haven't really been caring that much, you know. Nothing, I haven't taken anything personally. You know, because I know it's God. You know, it's like whatever's moving out of my life, I set the intention. I prayed what I prayed. I petitioned and let God know, like, hey, I want this. So whatever has to go in order for me to have this, then have your way. And it's kind of like I've been detached from people and things ever since. And I haven't been holding like this vice grip on anything. Like, it is what it is. But I realized that in that friendship, it was a lot of forcing on my behalf. And not to say that it was required, you know, because nobody had a gun to my head for me to be in that situation or for me to push and pull as much as I did. It was just, I feel like me just, like I spoke on earlier, having such a tight grip on something and not wanting to admit that the friendship had expired, like it ran its course. And I noticed that it kind of started to become more a job for me. Like, I didn't want to do it. Like, talking to that person became like draining for me. And it's very important for us to pay attention to things that drain us or make us feel like low. You know, say for instance, we have in high vibes and then you talk to this person and then after you get done talking, you just feel so low and drained. That's something to pay attention to. And you know, it's like energy vampires. And not to say that people intentionally want to be that, but some people just got heavy energy, you know. And me being an empath, I have to honor that. I have to honor when things are too much for me. I have to honor when I'm feeling like this becoming, you know, you get on my nerves a little bit. Let me step back. But it just became too much, and I felt like it was just, we just weren't aligned. And it's just a matter of growing apart. And it was really long overdue. Like, it's something that I've been needed to do, but I just didn't want to. Like, you know, I was hoping that, you know, it's like when you're going on a different path, when you're going on a different journey and something that you've been familiar with majority of your life, like, you expect for it to be like, okay, I'm here, you're here. You know what I mean? And that's just not realistic, and that's not fair to the other person either. You know, allow people to grow and learn at their own rate. you know, and it just, it kind of, I would say I was a little mean as well, because it's like, I feel like it was something that was subconscious for me, because I know that it's going to come to a point to where if you don't, you know, if you're not aligned with me, if you don't really hop on this, then I'm going to have to let you go. And I don't want to let you go. So now I'm screaming and yelling at you like, hey, you getting on my nerves. Like, why are you doing this? Come on. And it's like, it's not fair. Maybe everybody's journey isn't the same. Everybody's journey isn't going to be to elevate and grow, you know. It's just not. That's why it's important for me to set the intention that whoever is in alignment with my path, whoever is in alignment with my teaching is in this space, you know. I don't want to feel like I'm forcing anybody or like making anybody do anything. You just have to be, if you're aligned, if you feel aligned to me in this space, then you're more than welcome. But I cannot force you. I can't beat your ass. You know what I mean? Like, into doing this. You know what I mean? But that was very important for me. And it was a major turning point in my journey. Just letting it go and knowing that it is what it is. Not feeling no ill intent, not feeling, you know, and it wasn't an argument or nothing. Like, the separation wasn't a big brawl or nothing. It was just, hey, I don't want to talk to you anymore because I don't like the way you think, or I don't like the way you know what I mean? And it was okay, and it was just it. We never talked again, and I find peace in that, you know. It was so peaceful for me, and it was like a relief, because it's like I can finally, like, you know, release this, let it go, and move on, and not feel like nothing towards the other person. Like, I wish you the best on your journey, whatever that looks like for you, but for me, it's gonna look like this, you know. And it's not something that I'm willing to compromise or sacrifice my healing, my connection with God, my growth and evolution is so important to me. Like, I don't, if you're not in alignment, if you're not talking to what I just don't want you around with love, you know. And yeah, just letting it go, releasing, feeling nothing, you know. Like, I mean, of course you can cry, you know, you can release, you can journal, do whatever you need to do, but knowing that, getting to a point of knowing that, hey, this was necessary. It's necessary. It's a lot of things I feel like, especially now, I ate so much for Thanksgiving, like even just this whole week, because I wasn't even home. I went to my mom's, but I was eating fast food. Like, I was just having a ball. And now I'm home and my stomach is hurting so bad. Like, I've been tossing and turning, like, bloated. It's like, girl, you know damn well. Baby, you know what I mean? Like, you ain't had no business doing that. Did I enjoy it? Yes. But now I'm sitting here drinking detox tea, like, don't want to eat nothing. Like, I need to do a whole reset. And that's okay too. Like, you know, just like the rekindling situation, you know, it may have been, it wasn't in my best interest to do, but I did it, and now it's done, and now I can, you know, recuperate. And that's the beauty of it. We're not always gonna be walking a straight and narrow. Sometimes we're gonna dip off of the path, but as long as we go back. So I'm back and I'm drinking my detox tea and I'm not eating out, and I'm getting back to my raw vegan diet, or my, just, I ain't gonna say vegan, but I'm gonna say vegetarian, because I don't really eat meat anyway. I would say last month I probably had meat maybe 3 times. November I had meat once, because I had like a sub from Publix, and then Thanksgiving. So November, baby, on the meat tip, I went out with a bang. But December is December 1st. We getting back to what we know, because everything else upsets my stomach. And I need to be as pure as possible. And another reason why I kind of, because I honestly could have did this last week, last Sunday, but I just wasn't in the space. And this is so important to me that if I'm not in the energy to teach or to speak, I'm not going to do it. If it's not from my heart, if it's not like, because I don't want this to feel like work. You know what I mean? Because it's really therapy for me. And people just happen to listen. But it has to be coming from a genuine place. It has to be coming from a clear place. And I won't do it. If it's not, if I ain't feeling good, if I'm having to force myself to do something, I'm just not doing it. But anyway, that was a little side note. I'm trying to figure out what else can I say. Also, can y'all hear this music? I don't know. But anyway, letting it go is also important, I feel like, when it comes to relationships, as far as like, you know how sometimes you can be with somebody, right? And they suck ass with you. But they get with somebody else and they are the best. And I'm not gonna lie, I fell victim to like, oh, I know damn well. Like, it kind of made me a little bitter. Like, I know damn well this motherfucker ain't acting like the prince of all princes, knowing damn well, you know what I mean? But sometimes we serve as the people in the person in people's lives that make them want to change for somebody else, and not feeling like you weren't enough. Like, oh, maybe I didn't have what it take to, for them to do right or whatever case may be. Like, no, like sometimes, you know, like, you have to understand that it just was it served its purpose, you know, like you, cause that has happened to me on several occasions. Like, ain't no fucking way. You was a dog with me and now you get with this person and you just, y'all married and you know, it's just what it is, you know, and letting that go, like not feeling like you're less than, or you did something wrong, or you're just ugly, or whatever the case may be. No, sometimes it's just what we is. Like, we inspire people to do better for the next. And that brings me to think about, I don't know if this is true, so don't quote me, but I seen something about, it was like a female rapper, and she's an older female rapper, and she was signing new artists, new female rappers, and they didn't sign with her because I guess it was like she wanted a certain, like a crazy amount of their money or whatever the case may be, and they didn't go for it. And she, you know, unfollowed them and stuff like that, and she was saying like, oh well, when I started I had to do this and I had to do that. And it's like, that's true. You know, maybe it was harder for you, but the beauty is they don't have to, we don't have to do that anymore. Like, it doesn't take as much out of a person or out of a, you know, to be a female rapper, because, you know, sometimes you just pave the way for other people. And sitting in that, you know, like, being able to be like, I'm so thankful that my experience or my journey as a female rapper invoked change, you know, so now it paved the way for the up and coming female rappers to just flourish without having to do half of what I did. You know what I mean? That's kind of what I was tying into the relationship thing. Like, you know, just let that go. Like, don't feel like, you know, if things whatever, I don't know, you get it. I don't feel like going into it because I just confuse myself even more. Hopefully you get it. And another thing, being okay when you are the person that this, you know, the person doesn't want in their life. Because we're not always going to be the one just kicking people out. Like, some people going to kick our ass out. Like, hey, you got to go, babe. And being okay. Like, my thing, if I'm not benefiting you in any way, emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, or whatever the case may be, like, everything isn't always about financially, but, like, emotionally, if I'm not fulfilling you, if I'm not calming your nervous system down or making you want to be a better person or whatever the case may be, let me go, because I'm going to let you go. You know what I mean? So don't get all, okay, yeah, this bitch got me fucked up. Like, no, just like, sometimes people don't want to deal with you either. Sometimes we are a thorn in other people's side and they just don't want to deal with it no more. You know, it's all about growth and evolution. But I'm the type of person, ain't no spinning no block. So whatever decision you make, make sure you got to stay on it, baby. Because honestly, like, But you know what I mean? And also, not to say that everybody you let go is going to be gone forever, because some people are just not meant for that season. You know what I mean? Some people are just not meant to be in April and May with you, but June, July, August, the rest, they may come back, you know? You just never know. In the season, the space that I'm in my life, with this year being so transformative for me and it being about, you know, karmic and all of that, anybody that I've let go and release in this year, I don't see it ever being a thing in the later years. I just don't. That's me personally. I'm not God. I don't have a, you know, I'm not a fortune teller or nothing like that. Like, I don't know what's to come, but I can just say, as of December 1st, 2024, we done. We're kind of done, you know, with love. We're done. I don't see nothing being rekindled at all. I'm not God. I don't know. But from my human and flesh experience, we're done, babe. With love, we're done. And that's pretty much it for today. I don't really have any more to add. I do, like I always say, you guys can email me at info@voyagetosource.org, and also my Instagram is Voyage to Source. Another thing, I just want to say this before I end. My personal Instagram is deleted. I don't have Instagram anymore. So yeah, I picked up Pinterest instead. Like, I have too many social media accounts and I just don't really want to be perceived right now. So maybe, like, I'll create a new Instagram, but for right now, I just don't have time. So I'm on Pinterest, I'm on Threads, I'm on Twitter. Is like, I'd be talking about a lot on Twitter, but I'm on Pinterest, Threads, I'm on Facebook, but I don't really get on it often. That's just for family. But yeah, I'm on Voice to Source. There will be an activity there as well, so y'all know to check there for activities and things of that nature. But without further ado, I love you. We're gonna end this. I hope that you guys learned something from this. I hope that this space is comfortable for you and that it just feels like a vanilla ice cream on a hot summer day. Okay, I love you. I love you. I appreciate you. I thank you. Until next time. And it's December 1st. It's also a new moon. So this is perfect. This is, the energy is perfect. So make sure you utilize it to your benefit. But anyway, TTYL. Bye.